Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're facing economic meltdown. The domino effect has been triggered. It's irreversible. 9/11 truth is being demonized. The mainstream media has got CIA talking points saying we're all violent. No evidence of that made up. The star of Rescue Me and many other TV and movie programs, Daniel Sanjata, is going to be popping in for about 25 minutes coming up. Then more financial news today. Going back to Ted. Ted Anderson, is there a way to basically and simply explain this to people that there's no way to get out of this financial bubble they've created?
Alex, it's as simple as this. The money comes into the system through a bank. They lend it to us. We have to pay interest on that debt. And that compounds against us. Every time we take on more money, we have to pay more interest. Mathematically, for those of you who can do the numbers, you'll know that you have a compounding system that's working against you. Eventually, it consumes you. It's just like if you're paying credit cards, one credit card with the next. You can do it for a while, but then after a while, the interest gets to be too much. You can't do it no more. The United States government had, United States Congress turned over the power to create money to the Federal Reserve Bank in 1913 and started this thing off, and we're just at the end of the line on it now.
And the big raping was in 13, once they got in control in 29 through 40, and then they did it in the 70s and 80s. Now the big one, the mother of all meltdowns, is what we're now facing. Ted, we only got 3 minutes left. We know politically we've got to expose who's behind it. I'm going to do that. The listeners are going to do that. My book that I wrote 6 years ago, Descent into Tyranny, has a whole chapter on it and said this would happen with their own IMF documents, World Bank documents as well. In the 2-3 minutes we left, we've got, you still have gold at last week's prices, but it's going to move up. It moved up last week from the week before. It's going to move up again. I'm locking in a little bit of gold and silver, what I can afford. People are insane if they don't call you. Tell them about the offer.
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you right now. I've got the British Sovereign right now. They're at $277 per coin. We have the franc coins. They're at $220. Sleeper for sure is silver right now because silver is going to take a big move too. And I've got those Walking Liberties still at $210. Alex, I'm not kidding you when I say this. Supply is really the issue now. I've got people placing very large orders with us. We're running like crazy to fill those orders. Supply is going to be a big problem. You may want this kind of material 2 weeks from now. You might find that you have to settle for something different or something else.
Yeah, folks, you want to beat the yuppies because the yuppies, by the time you hear them talking about it at the golf club, you know, about how they heard the new great deal is gold, it's over.
There's only
you got to get into this now. It's finite supply. Tell them about the offer. Give them the number, Ted.
Yeah, the offers are for British sovereigns at 277. The franc coins are currently right now at 220. We also have the halves at 210. The telephone number to get a hold of us is 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. You're entering into a market where normally there's only about 1.5% of the population buying into this market right now, and the numbers are growing. It's grown 10-20%. There's just not enough of it to go around, so you got to get in now. And you by now you should be able to see that the dollar is being cooked. And that you can't fix an ailing monetary system that's got problems from being watered down by adding more water. This Bear Stearns thing is like throwing buckets of water. You know, it's just,
let's be clear. Let's be clear. You waited when it was 260. You waited when it was 400, 500, 600, 800, 1,000. You keep thinking it's too much. Folks, the dollar is burning away, and it'll take another year for its true inflationary effects to come home. Then it's really curtains. You got to move into gold and silver. I recommend you move into both. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. I hate the New World Order. I hate them with a passion. Don't get left holding the bag. Beat them. Get into metals now. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for coming in. And hey, that's the solution right there. Just protect ourselves. You can't save the ship. We can obviously throw overboard the people that actually did this. But Ted, thanks for coming on.
Hey, it's always a pleasure, Alex.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a bi-weekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This particular recruiting center has been the scene of demonstrations for decades. Sure. I remember during my day in the Vietnam era, that same, you know, it's right in the middle of Times Square. It's perfectly located. So it is where, you know, it's like a magnet for these crazy people, sure. For anarchists. That's what I think this is. I think that this bomber isn't Al-Qaeda, isn't anything like that. It's a man. He's more like those 9/11 was an inside job kind of guys. They protesting in a violent way, but in a violent way almost like the echo terrorists, where they don't intend to inflict casualties.
If they do it in the middle of the night.
Making a political point.
They could have killed people with it.
All right. And again, for 6 months, Glenn Beck, O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Morning Joe, they've all been saying in unison, 9/11 truth is going to bomb, they're going to shoot, they're going to kill, use the military against us, with no evidence. It was a talking point, though. Then, Geraldo comes out and now others and say, oh, we're probably behind the attack, we're violent, when we've never been violent. See, he lies, but he knows his audience is a bunch of idiots. And so this is the type of wickedness. And then we have this other newscast last week where the guy's across the street with a sign saying 9/11 is an inside job. The Clinton supporters come over and beat him up. That's in the local newspaper. And by the time it gets on the Morning Joe, they say, oh, he got in the president's face and the Secret Service arrested him. But that's not what happened. The Secret Service didn't touch him. And the local paper said he shouldn't have been arrested, but they arrested him. You see, this is the... They're scared of 9/11 truth, folks, because this is their baby. They carried this out. The establishment carried it out. And Daniel Sinjata, of course, big star of Rescue Me, very popular television program, and he's one of the big stars on that show, and a lot of other popular TV programs and movies, you name it. He is a Tony-nominated television actor, and we appreciate him coming on. Yesterday, he said he was, you know, there at his place shooting a romantic comedy in Boston. Normally lives in New York. And he was listening to the show, and he got so mad he called in. He says he's called Fox because he realizes, I'm glad he realizes, how serious this is. Daniel Sinjata, thanks for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Alex, and thank you for indulging me yesterday. I really just literally was just chomping at the bit. I'm myself starting to froth at the mouth, but just more with righteous indignation at just the unbelievable hypocrisy of Fox specifically, and also of Geraldo Rivera specifically, you know, saying that 9/11 truthers are violent radicalists who would do something like, you know, first of all, the only thing 9/11 truthers do in the middle of the night is our homework. We're not cowards. We are not cowards. They are the cowards because they refuse to engage us on the facts. What they want to do is they want to do these ad hominem attacks. They want to, you know, try to, you know, make people look like they're insane. They want to make people look like they're crazy. They'll attack the Charlie Sheens and the Rosie O'Donnells and the Marion Cotillards. Meanwhile, they won't address you. They won't bring you on TV to have a rational and reasoned discussion and debate based on the facts. So the only cowards in the situation are people like Geraldo and the other people that are using these probably CIA-given talking points to try to demonize 9/11 truth. It's unbelievable.
Well, I agree with you, and yesterday you were really hot in the time we had. I mean, seeing that video, knowing Geraldo's doing this, I mean, I understand how serious it is, but I want to get your take on it and what you think we should do about it.
Well, you know, I mean, it is very serious, and what to do about it, I mean, people just have got to do, they have to follow your advice, you know, Alex. You tell people to get onto the, you know, the information sharing networks, to download your movies, to talk to their friends. I mean, we can lead horses to water, but we can't make them drink. However, I think that there's enough information out there, especially about 9/11, and I think the reason why it's important to focus on that is that that is the one spot out of all the things that you talk about. I think that 9/11 is the one thing that if we can focus on that and push that forward into the mainstream, it's the proverbial soft spot on the underbelly of the dragon. They really left themselves overextended there. They really messed up there. I think that their hubris got the better of them, and they thought that they were going to be able to, you know, sneak one past us. But we know who did it. We know who's responsible. And when it goes mainstream, and when America wakes up to the truth of what happened that day and all the lies that have been told in the wake of that horrific event, there's going to be hell to pay. There's going to be hell to pay. Now, nobody's saying that we want violence. Nobody's doing anything violent. We're certainly not bombing Times Square or anything like that. That's just absolutely...
Well, that's why they're scared, though. They know where this leads. It does lead to them indicted. It does lead to them spending the rest of their lives in prison. And so that's why there's... I mean, the fear you see in the politicians now, the fear you see in these pundits, is because they know it's an inside job. Folks, look at how guilty they act. Look at how upset they are. They know, and they know this isn't stopping.
Absolutely true. I mean, you know, one of the favorite guests that you've had on recently, and I've made an effort to reach out and contact her, is Naomi Wolf. You know, after I heard her on your show, I read her article, Fascist America in 10 Easy Steps, and recently I bought her book, The End of America, Letter to a Young Patriot. I mean, folks, this is classic. What Geraldo did the other day is a classic hallmarker for, you know, a precursor to, you know, more aggressive action. You know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to demonize groups who are actually taking peaceful means to keep their freedom, What follows after that is the actual roundups, the actual detentions. This is, we are in a crisis state of emergency, and if all we do is tune in and listen to folks and go back to our normal everyday lives, pretty soon we're going to find ourselves, it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. And we're at that point now. People have got to get active. Got to get active. We have to start taking the information that Alex has been giving us and that other intelligent media professionals, brave people, have been standing up and giving us, and we've got to take that information and we've got to turn it into informed action. calling into your governors, calling into your senators, calling into your representatives. I'm not an expert on
creating such a buzz, which is already there, but expanding it to the next octave, never stopping. But just shifting gears into a whole other area of denial. There are people 2 years ago, 3 years ago, a month ago, a day ago, on the message boards and on the dig comments and on our comments on my websites, saying we're traitors for saying the Federal Reserve is purposefully imploding our currency and denying it and saying the dollar is strong. There is still a cadre of people who believe anything this government tells them, and I just wish they knew we're their friends. I mean, you know, we're not happy the government's run by crooks. We're not happy that they staged the attacks. We're not saying the whole government's bad. I mean, look, we wish it wasn't true. I mean, but we have to tell the truth. This is very upsetting, but if we don't, they're not going to stop, folks. The people running our country will never stop until they are stopped.
Yeah, and we're never going to stop trying to stop them. I mean, if they think they're going to intimidate people into silence, I mean, that's one of the realizations that I came to yesterday. I mean, I did one interview since I've been here in Boston. I went on WRKO and talked about 9/11 being an inside job. I haven't been as active as I should be. And so really I'm holding myself accountable. And I guess I just ask all of your listeners to look in the mirror and take the personal responsibility to just refuse to be silent. You know, if they want to, you know, if they want to try to take this thing to the next level, well then, you know, they're going to have to do what they have to do. But we are not going to stand by silently while they just nosedive this country into an abyss.
Right. But that's a good way to put it. Nosedive the country into an abyss. I mean, I don't want to sit here and knock you. I mean, you know, you've gone to events where 9/11 inside job shirts. You've come on this show, some other shows. I mean, it doesn't all rest with one man. But I'm getting from this that Geraldo kind of threw the gauntlet down to you. I mean, you saw what that was. And so now I hope not just Daniel Sinjata, but so many other people who are prominent. And you made a good point yesterday when you called in. They ignore scientists, physicists. They ignore number two in the Japanese parliament over the second largest party. They ignore former CIA section chiefs, but they'll attack the best actress because she's a woman, she's French. Oh, look at that enemy. They'll attack an actor. They'll take the bait. Oh, like an actor's dumb. But the good news is people do pay attention to what actors say and celebrities say over what a former Italian president says. And so it's very important for more celebrities to go public.
Yeah, you know, and again, they'll even ignore their own, they'll even ignore the former chief of NIST Fire Science Division. They'll ignore their own people. I mean, you know, come on, they've got people who are guilt-ridden over what they know was an obvious cover-up that they participated in, who are coming out and saying, hey, we need to have this independently reviewed, and they won't even cover that. I mean, it's just, you know, anybody who knows what liars do when they're lying, anybody who has any basic comprehension of psychology can tell that all their behavior indicates and points to the fact that they know they're guilty, they know we know they're guilty, and they are now grasping at straws and doing everything that they possibly can do to misinform, disinform, and distract people from knowing the truth. But it's not going to work. We are going to see some perp walks in the very near future. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Either that or they're going to push us into martial law and they're going to win. We don't have a choice. People who think they can just sit this out, you can't. These people have to be met. But just to every night when I go to bed, I consciously think about the fact that they are willing to kill 3,000 people. The folks we're dealing with are bold, are reckless, and are complete psychopaths.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, I can't honestly say that I have no fear, but I'm not going to let my silence me. I mean, you know, yeah, the thought of, you know, you've said it yourself. I mean, when these people come back from soldiers come back from Iraq and they end up as our, you know, a lot of them are mentally disturbed. They're going to end up as our police officers. They're going to be living next door to us. We've seen on the videos that you've recently shown on your program, you know, the torture of the puppy, the shooting up of the cars, the laughing, psychopathic sadism or something like that.
Yes, psychopathic sadism.
This is what we have to look forward to, people. This is what we have to look forward to, and it's coming soon. These people are coming home. You know, right now they're stop lost and being forced into, you know, remaining in the conflict. But pretty soon we're going to have to face this at home. What we do abroad, the chickens will come home to roost. We've got to stop this now.
Daniel Sinjata, final segment with you on the other side. Always honored to have you pop in, and we're really glad that you are deciding to go even more public. And I just want to get into a few other strategy points with you and any other comments or info you want to put out on the other side. Then we're going to talk to a lady where they're trying to euthanize her parents.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing network. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolution.
Final segment with Daniel Sinjata, known best for his starring roles in Rescue Me, a lot of other TV programs as well. Really nice guy. Big guy, man. He's like 7 feet tall. Nice guy to meet in person. He was there when I got arrested by the police, basically the orders of Fox News. You know, Daniel, I don't know how many of these clips you've seen, but there are probably 100 of them where they say the same thing. Arrest us, taser us, put us in camps. We're dangerous. We're going to be dangerous. There's no doubt it's a talking point. They don't just come up with this out of nothing. They're told to go with this. And I wonder what it's like to be these MSNBC people and Fox people and even CNN people like Glenn Beck. I mean, they're all smart. They've got to know they've sided with evil.
They have to know. They have to know, and I don't understand how they can look themselves in the mirror, how they can sleep at night. I mean, look, I can't even be on Rescue Me representing firefighters and know what I know and not speak out. For them to intentionally put out lies, for them to intentionally put out disinformation and misinformation, knowing where this country is headed, I mean, I don't know what kind of deals they've signed with the devil, but these people, I mean, they've got some serious answering to do to their creator when this, you know, when their lives are said and done. That's all. That's one thing I know for sure. And just let me say, Alex, you know, I remember the night that you got arrested after while we were protesting, and we peacefully marched over. I'm going to say Luke Rutkowski and the We Are Change crew in New York City. They handled themselves so peacefully and so professionally. I mean, we got in a single file line. We marched over there. We marched from, I don't know, Rockefeller Center or wherever it was you got arrested, peacefully marched over to the police precinct where they were holding you. We stood on the other side of the street, without obstructing traffic, against the wall so that people could use the sidewalk. The police officer stood there laughing and kind of talking to Luke. He had a great rapport with the officers in the city, who, by the way, the police officers and the firefighters, they all know. They all know 9/11 was an inside job. They knew that they had arrested you basically, what, because you didn't have an ID. It's not that you really did anything wrong.
Yeah.
We were bullhorning without a permit, but we had to take that opportunity. I mean, it was just that, you know, they left themselves wide open there. I say all this to say that, you know, nothing that we have done indicates any kind of violent tendencies on the part of 9/11 Truth. As a matter of fact, it's totally the opposite.
Well, Daniel, you're right, though. You're right. He basically says we are a violent group. He just lies and says it's incredible.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, you know, I mean, obviously there's an agenda. Obviously there's a reason why he's saying that. You know, let me just say, tell another story here real quick, Alex. I recently did a play with Jennifer Garner and Kevin Kline on Broadway called Cyrano de Bergerac, and I was being interviewed by the New York Times. It was ostensibly about my participation in the play. I wore an Investigate 9/11 t-shirt during the interview, hoping that the interviewer would take the bait and ask me about the t-shirt, and she did. It just so happened she was informed about my views on 9/11, and we ended up spending about 45 minutes of an hour and a half interview talking specifically about 9/11. I made sure that I spoke in a way that they could not edit me into obscurity. I made good points. I gave references. She was engaged in the conversation, and I got the impression that she was enjoying the conversation that we were having. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know, the interview got killed. And I know it wasn't, yes, there was a strike on Broadway at that time. That's when Broadway went dark for about 3 weeks, and so our show was down. That's the excuse that the New York Times gave for killing the article. But my intuition tells me, and I just know, that the reason why they killed that interview was because of the 9/11 content that was in the interview and the fact that I didn't speak in a stumbling, stupid way about it. I spoke like somebody who was informed, who had done their homework, and they couldn't, as I said before, edit me into obscurity, and so they just chose to kill the article.
Well, that brings me to the next point. I hope they would take the bait and maybe have you on one of these Fox News shows to debate them.
Oh, I'd be happy to. I mean, I mean, they certainly could choose. You know what? Yes, I wish they would take the bait, thinking that they could get a stupid actor to come on TV that they could make look stupid, you know, make look dumb like the...
Well, you're anything but stupid, so...
Well, thank you for that, Alex.
But they're pretty dumb themselves. I mean, the sophomoric, mindless level that they're at on these TV shows.
It really is. I mean, they're speaking to the lowest common denominator. You know, they're really just not. There's nothing mind expanding about the news that they choose to report. They'd much rather focus on Britney Spears getting out of a limo without any panties on. Meanwhile, they're ignoring, you know, former FBI and CIA officials who are saying 9/11 was an inside job or we need to have a real investigation. I mean, come on. How can you even compare the newsworthiness of those two stories?
Daniel, do you have a personal website or a place where people can, you know, just go check out your thoughts by
you
themselves?
You know, I don't yet, Alex, but I'm going to get on that. You know, I do have my domain names reserved, and I'm going to go ahead and build websites. And, you know, it's not going to be any kind of a shrine to Daniel Sujata, I'll tell you that. You'd probably be hard-pressed to find anything about me personally, but I'm going to definitely, I'm going to use Infowars as my model.
Well, thank you, Daniel. Daniel, let me get you back up in the near future and not just once a year. I want to talk to you soon again, okay?
Sure, man. Thank you for having me on, Alex.
Oh, thank you for your courage, and thanks for marching with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
right, Dad, let me get this straight. Uncivil Liberties takes place in the future, right? Like Star Wars?
Yeah, that's right. Slightly in the future.
Wait a second. I thought Star Wars took place a long, long time ago.
All right, Einstein. But it is kind of like Star Wars anyway. Just like Star Wars, there's an evil empire, and some people have started an armed rebellion to fight the evil empire.
Okay, so don't tell me. The government's the bad guys again?
Yep, that's right.
Oh, so your character's like Luke Skywalker.
Not exactly.
I know. You're Chewbacca.
Not really, but my character does help the rebellion to stop the government's evil tracking system, which is happening now in the real world, just like in Uncivil Liberties.
Wait a second, they can't track us, it's a free country.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank. Someone who cares.
Okay, she'll be with us about 15 minutes, then I'm going to get back into world news, financial news, huge 9/11 developments. Bo Deedle, one of the top cops in New York, basically just came right out and admitted 9/11 was an inside job, but all of his cuss words have to be edited out, and I think John's done with that now. That's coming up. I want to apologize to this lady, and nobody asked me to apologize. Nobody complained. I was driving home at about 1 in the morning last night from the office, working on a film, and I heard the local rebroadcast of my syndicated Sunday show on the local station. And if you had never heard the show, you'd think I was just a complete meanie. I wasn't being mean to her, but I would start shouting at her, you know, answer this question, answer that question. And it's because I am very animalistic, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, I really am. Most men want to act like they're animalistic. I mean, I'm an animal. Okay, I'm also intellectual at the same time. But I am just a caveman down in the dirt, you know, fee-fi-fo-fum. I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he live or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. I'm a very loving person. I just love life. The neighbor's dog came over yesterday. It's so cute. Its name's Scout. I was just looking at this dog thinking, God, look at God's creation and just how beautiful the sky was and my children playing in the backyard. And then I think about the New World Order, and it just makes me mad. You understand? I mean, I'm a really sweet person. I'm also a very vicious person on the other side of that coin when it comes to protecting my family. And I literally get to the point where I can't control myself because she's waiting on the line. This lady calls in, and they took her two parents when they got the flu. They're 80-something years old. She's taking care of them. And basically, the health department, you know, elderly services, they get different names everywhere, came and took them to hospice when they had the flu and won't give them food or water. Well, if you don't help somebody when they got the flu and they got it bad, they'll die if they're 15 years old. Much less, I mean, I've had to go to the hospital before when I've had the flu for 4 or 5 days and I can't eat and nothing's held down. And, you know, you take them to my dad knows what to do, take you to the clinic, shoot you up with Phenagrin, you stop vomiting, the diarrhea stops, you can hold down fluids, you're fine. But they don't do that, and here's why I go crazy on air. I have all this knowledge, all this data, all this understanding of how they operate, every facet of their operation when it comes to this particular area. And I know it sounds crazy to the listeners. There's no way to impart all the knowledge. There's no way to warn people. And so I was telling her story for her, and she was saying, yes, that's what happened. Yes, that's what happened. Yes, that's what happened. Because it's all compartmentalized. It's all standardized. It's eugenics. I don't want to say Nazi eugenics because they got it from us. The big brokerage houses, banks, have lobbied the insurance companies, which they own, vice versa. It's interlocked. To basically kill old people the first time they get flu after 70 because they want the inheritance tax. It's built into the model. That's only one facet to it. And I've interviewed Wesley Smith, and I want him back on the Wall Street Journal. He's done just scores of stories over the years where he lists on air the names of old men, old women, young people. The media made an issue out of Terri Schiavo because she was paralyzed and couldn't talk. And they thought they could sell euthanizing people because she looked like a vegetable. So they made they gave that attention. Now, good people fought for her, but they gave that attention because they thought it was a good case point. They don't want it to be Mr. Winland or others who could get up and walk, but who got signed over to the government by their family. So the government in Los Angeles chained him down, and he begged for food and water for 14 days and died. And the guy was a sweetheart. Every time we do these interviews that are multi-hour long, nurses call in and say, yeah, they kill people at our hospital every day. It's called bioethics, is what the boards do. See, for 10 years, they haven't given the Hippocratic Oath. Hippocrates, you know, I will do no harm as a doctor. They don't give that anymore for a reason, folks. Now, the story gets even sicker. They give her mother, and she didn't give him a flu shot. You still get the flu regardless. The last 6 years in a row, look this up for yourself. They haven't picked the right strain. They have to guess what mutation it's going to be the year before. They have to make the vaccine, even if you think they mean well, which of course they don't. The people giving it do, but again, the people making it don't. It's compartmentalized, pyramid structure. Need to know, compartmentalized. So I'm giving you some background that we're going to go to her. Her mother's facing a death sentence right now. She got her dad out of their clutches. And when I hear this, when I think about our revered elders, and when I think about them doing this, I realize if they can do it to them, they're going to do it to me, they're going to do it to my kids, to my neighbors. But it isn't just like a greedy, selfish thing that, oh my God, if they're doing it to somebody else, it can happen to me. It doesn't need to be conscious. I, in my very bones, am a healthy tribal person who would take care of my tribe. And so I understand, I personalize what's happening to this woman, and I go into a red rage. And I know it's evil. I have the documents. We've covered it. We've had all the guests on. We've done probably 100 shows on this. But that was 4, 5, 6 years ago. I did 3, 4 years of shows. I'm going to bring them back. I'm going to do more shows on it. We have to continue to bring the old stuff back. I forget that I've covered stuff, you know, 5, 6, 7 years ago 50 times, and I never covered it again. I want to walk through all this with you so we can save lives here. Now, her parents get sick. She takes them into the hospital. Of course, they're 80-something years old. They're vomiting. They got diarrhea. any hospital worth its salt knows the standard procedure. You give them an anti-nausea injection. You put them on IV. 99% of the time, they're going to be fine. They don't do that now, folks. They have a bioethics policy where the hospital nurse comes in. This nice woman, Barbara Penninger, thinks that she is there with friends, even though she's a listener to the show. Where do you take your mom and daddy? She takes them there. The computer's hooked up to the wall. The head nurse enters. Okay, have they had their flu shot? No, I don't believe in that. Boom. She calls the adult social services. They come. They say, we're taking your parents. You abuse them for not giving them the shot. But here's the doublespeak. There's no law you got to take the shot. The shot for the last 6 years hasn't even been the right strain. There's more than 10 strains out this year. Doesn't cover you. Gives you more than 3 shots. You have more than a double chance for Alzheimer's. These are all official numbers. So, number one, it's your right not to take it. Number two, it's bad. But here's the deal. Do they say, how dare you, we're taking them away from them, give them fentanyl injections, give them IV? No, they swoop them away and take them to a hospice and don't give them IV, don't give them anti-nausea, don't give them food or water. And, of course, after 6-7 days, they're fried, folks. This woman fights, goes there, demands IV, gets it after days and days on her daddy, the fluid he needs. This is stuff that would kill a 15-year-old who was healthy. Gets her dad out. They call social workers saying she's a nut. They won't give anything to her mother. She had to fight to get an IV in her. She'd already be dead. She's 9 days into this now. She just got an IV 2 days ago. Now, I made this woman. I knew her story was true because she told it. I've heard it a million times. But I made her send me all of it. Hospital records, their living will, everything. She sent it. It's all true. It's happening now. And I get these calls every day. I have to pick occasionally, okay, we'll have you on. It's like I'm in a lifeboat that holds 20 people and there's 10,000 wanting in the boat. Now, her mama is in there right now with programmed, brainwashed cult members. That's what they are. The whole society is a cult. The cops, the hospitals, it's a cult. They believe in what they're doing. Her mama's in there. She's on an IV, barely hanging on. They won't let her put a feeding tube in her. They've 9 days without giving her anything. That's why she's in this state. Now, again, you're 20 and you go to the hospital, they give you fentanyl, they give you an IV, you're fine. But see, it's time for them to die. They're 80. They're sucking off the socialist welfare system. That's how they see it. And you read the bioethicist board. This is official U.S. and British papers. They say under Barack Obama and Hillary's system, they will not give health care openly. This is public to people that are old. You're going to need to be wealthy and have your own private physicians and have your own lawyers there to not have them kill you like they've been doing in Scandinavia for 20 years. Now, this all goes on under everybody's noses. Your kid breaks their finger. Your mama's got the flu. You're going in to have a baby. Every hospital enters all your details to social workers instantly. And so this lady called just to warn people, hey, this isn't just kids they're snatching. And you're absolutely right, ma'am, they're not. So I'm going to shut up. I've given you the background info. And I want to bring up Barbara Penninger on the air. She, of course, that's her married name. Her folks have another name. I just had all of the hospital documents here in front of me. Oh, here they are. Barbara, you're a real sweetheart, and I apologize that I began screaming and frothing when you were on the phone. I wasn't mentally prepared to deal with it. And I personalized it, which I have a problem psychologically doing, and went into a primitive caveman behavior. So I apologize for being rude to a lady. I just was freaking out. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, sir. And there's no apology necessary. Mm-hmm. With all the ranting and raving and screaming that I've done, I was kind of glad somebody else was screaming along with me. But it has been and like I said, I didn't ever think that I would be on again today. That was not my intent, because we focus so much on CPS snatching kids, and people don't realize that they will grab the elderly, and just as easily as they will children.
And let's be clear, grabbed them out of the hospital and took them and didn't give them care. You had to demand the IV. Now, let's cut to the chase. You've gotten your papa back. Tell us his name. I've got all your documents. Tell us your mama's full name, where she is. You've been demanding a feeding tube for days. How is she doing right now?
Well, they did do the feeding tube surgery this morning. So we've got the feeding tube in. I do think we're going to win this fight, and I'm going to tell you, Alex, it's because of you. But if we had not been listening to you for the last couple of years, I would have been totally stupid, because these people, these social workers and nurses, I think they really believe they're doing the right thing. And the way they talk to you, and I feel like I was even tricked.
They talk to you like you're an animal. They talk to you like they're God. But we know they're tricks.
Yes, and it was like when they asked for the living will. And I think, and of course, I had to threaten to get an attorney and everything before I could get her feeding tube put in. And if there's no complications, I've been dealing with a social worker this morning. They said that they would let me bring her home in 3 days if there's no more problems. But I'm going to.
They would let you, and their reason for taking her out of your custody is claiming you didn't give them those shots.
Right.
Pieces of filth. I mean, this isn't a free country. Sorry. This isn't a free country.
It's okay. I understand because I may start doing the same thing here in a minute when I start.
Well, I want to know. I want to know where your mother is right now. Where is she?
Okay, right now she is in the hospital in Methodist Hospital North in Memphis, Tennessee. So they took her
out of the hospice and sent her where she should be.
Right. Now, the hospice ward is still within the hospital.
Okay. Is she still in the hospice ward?
They took her back to the hospice ward.
Now, you sent me some of their medical stuff, but I don't have their full chart. Did they give them fenugreek when they were admitted?
No.
Did they give them any other anti-nausea?
That's another thing. I don't believe they had the flu because neither of them were vomiting, diarrhea. It was nothing like that. I didn't believe they had the flu. I believe it was an upper respiratory infection that turned into pneumonia.
Everybody's had that. That stuff's everywhere.
And now they said they got a positive test on my father for influenza, but they have never given me the test results on my mother.
The point is, your parents get sick, you go to the hospital, and they grab them and stick them in a hospice ward. And some hospices aren't bad, but most are. It's a whole eugenics system. And it's just unbelievably disgusting that then, I mean, because you told me that they griped at you and said you were bad not to give them the flu shot.
Oh, yes. That's why I will have a social worker here every week for the rest of their lives.
Why? This is a free country. They just say they're going to be there every day for the rest of their lives in this so-called free country?
Okay. They haven't said they'll be here for the rest of their lives.
Look, you need to tell them they're not God, and just get your mother back, and then if you have to, even move out of the area if you have to. Just get away. Look, there are groups that will help you. There are elderly rights groups that will help you. These cockroaches are going to try to force your parents when they survive their clutches. And there's no doubt they wouldn't survive if you wouldn't have gotten your daddy out. Your mama's probably going to survive now, right?
Probably so. I hope so. They're both still very, very ill. And also,
have they done a tissue swab to see if they have strep? There's really bad strep going around, and most people don't even know that. So they go to an idiot doctor who doesn't even test for strep, and then they put them on something else. There's really bad strep going around.
Well, see, another thing that happened was...
Well, that's what I've got from the files here, is they're not doing real medical care. They've just got them sitting there in their beds and weren't even going to give them water. Because, quote, they're in hospice.
They haven't had any real medical care. When they wanted living wills, I went ahead and got them. Now, the living wills were mainly no life support, no intubation is what
But that's what the Wall Street Journal writer's always shown. That means that they interpret that to mean you don't want any help. And then that's, if you sign these, they will chain you down and kill you even if you're talking. Go ahead.
Well, my parents had signed a living will because they did not want to be put on life support.
And this was
like 10 years ago, back when everybody was talking about the life support thing and everything. And when they asked me that when I first walked in, you know, do they have a living will? Yeah, sure. And it just didn't occur to me what was going to transpire from that. Because after I brought it in, they were telling me that it wasn't specific enough. And we had to go over these, and I sent.
And so now it was to the discretion of the bioethicist board, correct?
Right. And even after I signed what I signed, it had to be approved by a doctor from what I had said.
What's happening is the hospitals are taking control of our decision-making process. They're mischievous, untrustworthy, very wicked institutions.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
All right, we're back live. Going right back to our guest, Bob Chapman, for the Economic Outlook coming up. Barbara Penninger. Barbara, why don't I have this posted on Infowars.com, the great letter you wrote breaking this down. You get into the hospital, social workers show up immediately. You've written all this down, saying you didn't give them a flu shot. They knew because you'd answered the questions. They didn't tell you, hey, by the way, we're about to try to take your dad from you, when they were asking you these questions. And they show, come up with a, I mean, this is just a horrible story. And instead of giving them water and food and taking care of them, they just sit them there to die, and then you have to fight to make them give them basic medical care, and then they counter with the mental illness of, you were mean and didn't give them a flu shot. And then I read the medical records here, it turns out they don't even really have flu. So just total sickos, but if you'd have been 18 years old in the hospital, you'd have gotten real care. The bioethics board says they're meant to basically be pushed off into the hinterland, but then they make you guilty for not giving them the mercury shot. You said also yesterday on the show that the doctor swore there was no mercury in the shot, and then you showed him on the insert, and he got mad?
Yes, that happened in December. I believe yesterday, I was kind of getting excited yesterday. I believe I said October, but it was in December.
Tell folks what happened then.
In December, I took them for their regular checkup, you know, so they can get their refills on their blood pressure medicine and stuff like that. And the doctor says, you haven't had your flu shot this year. And I said, no, and they're not going to get one either. And he said, why not? I said, well, the Marisol is in the vaccine, and we're not getting vaccines this year. And I've had the flu shot a couple of times.
Oh.
And that terrifies me. It absolutely terrifies me.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, well, they've taken that out. I said, well, I would like to see the package insert, which that kind of floored him. He wasn't expecting that.
No, they treat us like we're animals. Well, what happened next?
He walked out, and he came in with the package insert, and he said, it's not in there. And I said, may I see it? And he said, sure. He handed it to me. He obviously didn't look at it. Obviously, he had been. That's why I'm saying these people have been bright.
No, no, they're compartment. The news says it's out of there, and they actually quadrupled it. They actually put five times in the flu shot, four times in all the other shots. But and that's official numbers. But that was in AP. But go ahead and tell us what it said on the insert.
It said the Marisol. It was in there. I said, here it is. It says the Marisol, and he jerked it out of my hand and looked at it. And he walked out of the room, and he came back and, you know, finished up and never said another word about it.
He probably reported you to the health workers then. Now, you probably had a file opening, but they never responded to it, and that's probably where that began. Because now, with the pediatrician, you put your three-year-old behind closed doors, does mommy touch you here? And it's really because they're perverts, and the feds are in there making them do it. The country's gone. And I just want people to know you're being spied on at every turn. Not every doctor is bad, and every nurse is bad, but like you said, they mean well. That, just like a Jim Jones cult member or a Charlie Manson cult member meant well. The Nazis meant well, folks. The Nazis really thought they were good.
Well, that's why this is so important, that people my age, people who are 50 years old, who have elderly people, elderly parents that they're taking care of, they've got to go along with them to the doctor. They can't let them get tricked, because, you know, into this. Now,
well, you've also got to you've got to educate that hospital. I would go in there with all the AP Reuters reports about if you take three of the just type into Google more than three. I think the exact headline is three consecutive. I believe that, hold on, three consecutive flu shots, double chances of Alzheimer's, or flu shots Alzheimer's. Just type that in and just bring that to them. Bring it to the other. Everybody should be doing this.
They should, and the hospital has a lot of rules, and this is something very important that I forgot to put in the...
Well, you know what? Stay there. I want to come back briefly because Bob Chapman's coming on. I want to tell people your parents' names, where they're at, to make sure your mother survives.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.